Roy, R-O-Y, Middleton, M-I-D-D-L-E-T-O-N. Date of birth is 7-20-59. This is a 66-year-old gentleman from Eagle Lake, Texas. He's single. He has no children. He used to operate a forklift. He has a history of hypertension, DJD, coronary artery disease, unstable angina, period. Patient has had some weight loss associated with his cardiac disease, most likely related to cardiac cachexia. He's having a hard time walking because of his back pain, leg pain, shoulder pain. The pain is between 7 and 10 most of the time. When the pain is controlled, then he gets chest pain. He has chest pain with rest, chest pain with activity. Symptoms consistent with unstable angina. He has nitroglycerin available that he takes on a regular basis. He says he has to take at least 2 nitroglycerin, period. I asked him about long-acting nitroglycerin tablets and or patch. He says he could not tolerate it in big letters, period. New paragraph is family history. Dad, 64, died at age 64 with lung cancer. Mom, at age 75, died with leukemia. Surgical history. He's had left hip surgery, shoulder surgery, knee surgery. He continues to be in pain because of these injuries in the past and because of previous surgeries. Social, once again, single, no children. He does smoke. He doesn't want to quit smoking. He doesn't drink alcohol. Medical problems, hypertension, hepatitis C, DJD, shortness of breath, chest pain, has had hospitalization for chest pain numerous times. He was told that to control his blood pressure and take nitroglycerin for his pain, and quit smoking. His chest x-ray shows evidence of bibasilar fibrosis, mild cardiomegaly. He also has shortness of breath, both at rest and with activity, both related to his cardiac disease, COPD, and tobacco abuse, period. His EKG has shown ST T-wave changes in the past. Consistent with coronary artery disease and atherosclerotic heart disease. I have reviewed his records minus the echocardiogram and or recent stress testing. His H&H is stable. His kidney function within normal limits. Liver function test is within normal limits. Last troponin within normal limits, period. He also has symptoms of orthopnea, PND, sleeps on a couple of pillows because he can get short of breath. He has to have his nitroglycerin next to him because he gets up in the middle of the night with chest pain associated with shortness of breath. Allergy, non-medication, Motrin 600 milligram, 3 times a day, nitroglycerin 0.4 milligram PRN for chest pain, takes almost on a daily basis. Lisinopril 20 milligram once a day. Let's see. Patient also had a history of stroke while he was in jail and a history of myocardial infarction consistent with atherosclerotic heart disease while he was at Texas Department of Correction, TDJC, Texas Department of TC, Texas Correction, Texas Department of Correction, let's put that, TDC. Immunizations up to date. His chest x-ray showed atrial enlargement and pulmonary hypertension. Findings consistent with pulmonary hypertension. On exam, blood pressure is elevated at 130 over 107. He states that he had not taken his lisinopril today. His O2 sat is 100%, pulse is 83, respiration is 18, temperature is 100, slightly elevated. His MAC is at 27 centimeter left side. Heart positive, strong positive, still lungs, bronchi and RALS. Abdomen is soft, lower extremity shows no dimethylclonic cyanosis. Skin shows no rash or mucosal tension. Blood's gone unfocal. Assessment, 66-year-old gentleman with history of atherosclerotic heart disease, atrial enlargement, pulmonary hypertension, COPD, and unstable angina, along with hepatitis C and chronic pain. Patient's blood pressure is elevated today, A, because he has not taken his blood pressure medicine, B, because he states he has 8 out of 10 pain over his back, left leg, and shoulder. This needs to be better evaluated. He was on Talon number 3 and Norco in the past, which helped him tremendously, but has not been taking that on a regular basis. Period. In the paragraph, he states that he can have chest pain with activity and at rest, and he takes nitroglycerin, which 90% of the time takes care of the problem, but at times he has to take 2 nitroglycerin. 15 minutes apart, period. He also tells me that it appears that his pain is much better controlled when he has less pain in his back, legs, and shoulder related to arthritis, period. He is a balanced bladder continent, and he does require help with some ADL, period. Overall prognosis remains poor. He has had cardiac evaluation, which we'll try to get the records, but he was told the best thing they can do is to control his blood pressure and take his nitroglycerin. I'm not sure if he's been tried on a beta blocker, if he's tried a long-acting nitroglycerin, i.e. isradiol and or nitroglycerin patches, but he says he could not tolerate any of them, period. He also has a history of hepatitis C, which is not being treated at this time. We'll try to get those records to see if he's a candidate for hepatitis C treatment. Stroke 3 years ago and a microinfarction 2 years ago while he was at the Texas Department of Correction. He was incarcerated at the Texas Department of Correction. Thank you. Thank you.